And that was The Arrival of the Queen of Sheba by Handel. And I'm sure that's what the orchestra sounds like when they play it. Because as I said before, I'm very excited to have a couple of dorks in this studio. Now, self-confessed dorks, if you don't know what a dork is, have formed a unique orchestra that rehearses weekly in North Fremantle. And it's all about the joy of playing an instrument with a group of people without the crushing pressure of having to get it right every single time. The Dorkestra is a proud, if slightly shaky, intermediate level group of adult string and woodwind players, still working on counting, dynamics, tricky notes, and remembering where to go next. They have lots of fun trying to play their musical instruments together. And today on Monday Chat, we are very, very happy to have Alison and Kate here to tell us all about how you become a dork. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
And now, tell us, how did the Dorkestra start? Who were the original dorks, and how did it grow?
Well, I'm one of the original dorks. It started out of a group run for kids called the String Beans, which mm-hmm. still goes today in North Fremantle. And my son was in the String Beans, and then he left. He grew out of it and moved on. And my brother's son was in the String Beans. And one of the things, your kids have a lesson, mm-hmm. and they recommend that the adult learn at the same time. So my brother started playing the violin. And I'd remembered that I used to play the cello, but didn't very much. And then we got a note home from the String Beans saying there was an interest in forming an adult orchestra. Could anybody play an instrument? Would they like to come along?
Yeah, fantastic.
And so we wrote this very grovelling letter to say, yes, we would like to come. And we're pretty, really hopeless, but if there's an audition, we'd like to come and try it out. And that's how it all started.
And was that through a school then?
No, it was an organisation called NOFCAD, the North Fremantle Community Arts Development.
Fantastic.
And they'd been going for a while. And then a new conductor, Damon Clark, came along, and he was the one who started the Dorkestra.
And so when was that? How long have you been
dorks? We're just trying to figure it out. We think about 2010, maybe.
Oh, wow. So 7 years.
That's maybe 2011. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And so, Alison, you've been involved since the get-go, and Kate... Oh, I'm doing the wrong way around. Sorry. There you go. Kate, you've been involved since the beginning, and Alison, how long have you been involved as a dork?
I think I started about 4 or 5 years ago, and actually I only started playing the violin just before I joined. So,
oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so it's for, you know, people who played while they were kids at school and gave it up for, you know, plenty of years, or for adults who are starting to learn instruments later in life as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So you don't have to have previous experience, but just learning still is, that's a good enough standard to become
to start off with.
And I guess just wanting to play with other people, which is the fun of it, really.
Oh yeah, definitely. And so Alison, you play violin, Kate, you play cello. It's woodwind and
strings.
So do you have the full gamut then of all of those instruments?
We have first violin, second violin, sometimes we have third violins, we have first violas. Do we have second violas? I'm not sure. We've got cellos and a bass, but no, sometimes we've got cellos that play double the bass, part of like a double bass part, but we're hanging out to get a double bass. And we need more violins, and then we've got clarinets and flutes and a bass clarinet.
Wow, so you've got quite a few. Yeah. So how many people on average would be at a rehearsal?
Between 20 and 25.
Yeah. 20, that's a good size.
There was actually 26 last week because I counted it because I knew we were coming in.
Yeah, doing your statistics, I like to see that. And so, Alison, you spoke about community, but why are people attracted to become a member of the Dorkestra? What is it all about? Is it a stepping stone to something more professional, or do people they join it and they love it and they're self-confessed dorks forever?
Yes, the latter. Yeah, it's definitely not a stepping stone to becoming professional. We're way, way badder than that. I guess it's just a group of people who really want to do something for themselves. So we meet on Thursday nights, and that's, many of us are really committed to making that time to going and playing, because it's such fun playing, you know, with other people. And our conductor, Damon, is very generous and very, forgiving of whatever we play. And, it's just a fantastic feeling being in the middle of 20, 25 other people playing, Bach or Beethoven. And it's just a really fantastic opportunity. It just makes you feel good no matter, what you've been doing all week and how bad your day's been. You just come away feeling really great.
Yeah, well, I guess it's lots of things that we've spoken about the show, lots of guests that we've had in. It's all about getting in that flow of something that you enjoy, and whatever you're doing then,
yeah,
it's going to make you feel better afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you actually play gigs, or is it a purely rehearsal-based?
No, we're somewhat reluctant to play gigs, but we have. And our conductor and some people will be quite keen to play more gigs than we play, but we get sort of inundated with fear.
and what a horrible process, being inundated with fear.
And we worry about it. Generally, we've had a few. We had one at the Flyby Nightclub, and they've gone down very well.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
But we do offer wine and snacks before people start to get them in the mood for it.
Yes. And is that wine and snacks for the players as well?
Yeah. Excellent. Yes, of course. Yeah.
We are able. The string players are able to sip wine during practices on Thursday nights. The woodwinds and flutes in particular have a harder time.
Yes, exactly. You don't want bits of wine and cheese in your clarinet or your flute. Well, that's amazing. So it just sounds like it's a, like we were just talking about the Shanty Club. It's all about getting together and having a shared experience. And this is another avenue for that, isn't it? But you're playing instruments and having that shared experience.
Yeah.
I think also as well, it's great to have something that, as you were saying, Alison, that you commit to on a regular basis once a week. Because it really, I think maybe, because we can, our society nowadays, you can do everything anytime you want. But sometimes you lose that sense of, I physically go somewhere every week and I go through the same motions and I see the same people, and it really kind of centres you to have that weekly experience.
Absolutely, yeah. And then we have to practice in between, supposedly.
Yes. Yeah, how much? But you have, I remember when I was learning clarinet at school and you had that horrible book that you had to write in three times a week. You had to do half, and then the 2 minutes before the lesson you'd be furiously writing it in and like forging your mum's signature. Do you have that?
No. Sometimes it's less embarrassing if you can play what you're supposed to be able to play. So some people practice between orchestra lessons.
And while it's you know, great to have it on a weekly basis and to go every week, it's very, you know, we're a group of adults, so we know that life gets in the way, and, you know, some people are away for several months or are away, you know, due to work, and it's one of those sorts of places where you can just slot in and, you know, go away if you need to and come back and,
it's
know,
all good.
Just as fine, yeah.
And so you probably have a number of pieces on the go at any one time that you're kind of, you're running through, that's your repertoire.
Yeah.
And so now I see that, looking on doing my little research on your website, that you have camps. You have two camps this year. Now, Dorchestra must be pretty cool that, you know, a group of 20 adults is willing to go on two camps a year.
Yeah.
You got one in May in York, and one in October in the Swan Valley. Now, what happens? Run me through. What happens at a Dorchestra camp?
We play a lot of music.
Yeah.
A lot of music.
It's completely constant. Exhausting. We start on a Saturday morning. We go on a Friday night, and we have a sort of just a short little play of what we know, and then we go out for dinner in a local restaurant.
Yeah.
And then we go on the Saturday morning. We start at about 8:30, we play. We have lots of food. We have really good breakfast, and we have really good morning tea. Everybody brings some food.
Of course, food is very important in any community endeavour. Yeah.
And then we play till midday or 12:30, and then have half an hour or an hour
food.
For lunch and more food.
Yep.
And then we play till morning, afternoon tea.
Yep.
And then we stop.
More food.
Afternoon tea. And then we play till the evening, and then.
And then we drink wine.
Yeah.
And then we drink wine. And then,
sounds awesome.
And that, it goes on from till about Sunday mid-afternoon.
Yeah, wow.
And I couldn't believe how tired we were after the first time. It was exhausting, unbelievable, just from the concentration of looking at the music. And, but it was fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
And you learn so much in a concentrated time period like that. And really, and you get to know, you know, everyone in the orchestra too, being, you know, on campus virtually two nights with each other, because often on Thursday nights we don't get a chance to talk to each other because we're so busy playing. So these are really sociable occasions too.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get teachers will come in, and so all the cellos will go off together with a proper cellist who will sort of go through our parts and, you know, tweak things and give us fingering and things like that. So that's always very good.
Yeah, wow. It's very organised.
It is,
for a group of dorks, you're very organised, I have to say. And so what's, just briefly before we tell people about how they can get involved, personally for each of you, what has been your highlight of your experience of being in the Dorchestra?
I just think it's the fun. It's just, I love going every week. And I have a huge amount of fun, and I've met some great people. I've got the whole swag of new friends, like Ali and I didn't know each other before.
Yeah.
and a whole other whack of other different people who do all sorts of different types of things. And I it's just really good fun. And it's also nice to have become slightly more competent at playing the cello than I used to be.
Yeah. And how about you, Alison?
I think one of the highlights was we've been playing each Christmas at St Mary's Cathedral for the community Christmas singing occasion. And this year we played excerpts from The Messiah with a massive school choir behind
us.
It was so amazing in the middle of the cathedral, you know, having the choir behind us and playing The Messiah. That was a real highlight.
I mean, that's incredible.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, just the power of those voices behind you, lifting you.
Yeah,
be beautiful. Well, sounds like people should get involved. So if there is someone out there listening, so they're pretty good, they're not perfect on whatever instrument, the ones that you've just named, sounds like they're good punters. So what do they do? Do they just...
Well, you can just turn up. We play every Thursday at 7.30 to 9.30 at the North Fremantle Bowls Club.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, if you want some more information or some more encouragement, you can write to us on the email, which is info@communityorchestras.org.au, and we have a website at that address too. I should also say that we've got a sister orchestra that we started a couple of years ago in East Vic Park, if that's more
or the orchestra.
Wow, that's even hard to say.
It's awkward to say.
And that's full of orcs.
Orcs and dorks. Do the orcs and the dorks ever combine?
Yes, we do sometimes.
Oh, it's so good. I just think it's great for kids as well to see their parents or their aunties or uncles or teachers, whatever, doing something that they're not very good at for the joy of it, rather than having to do everything professionally and make money out of it. Yeah, that's amazing. And so, okay, so that's Thursday nights at the North Fremantle Bowling Club. That's 8 Thompson Road in North Frio. So ready to set up and start playing from 7:30 p.m.
Yep.
Or if you just Google Dorchestra, there's not many other Dorchestras around. So you're pretty easy to find, which is a wonderful thing. Or the Orquestra if you live Vic Parkway. And they do Wednesdays 7:30 to 9 at the East Victoria Park Family and Community Centre, Corner Kent and Gloucester Streets, East Vic Park. So communityorchestras.org.au, that's the website there. So I think that's all my dorky questions for you. It's been such a pleasure having both of you ladies come in today.
And hope we might see you there soon too.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. Gosh, this is the problem about getting all these community things on. I have to try everything. But listen, we'll keep an eye on you. And if you ever have any, you know, big events that are coming up, maybe we can get a little sample of some of your playing and we could play it on the show. I don't think we could fit you all in here, so I couldn't do it live. But thank you so much for coming in and sharing your experiences of the Dorchestra. And I hope we can encourage some,
New dorks.
New dorks. New dorks. That's what we need. Thanks, Alison. Thanks, Kate.